Joan Murray. Joan Murray was born on this day, November 6, 1937, in Ithaca, New York. She began her professional life as a court reporter, then becoming a secretary in the press department of the CBS TV studio in New York City. Then later as a secretary to the producer of the television show, Candid Camera. She also worked as a writer for Women on the Move, an NBC daytime program. Joan and her twin sister appeared in both print and television commercials targeting the Black American consumer. In her life, Joan accomplished many firsts as a professional. In April of 1965, she became the first Black American newswoman employed by a major television station, WCBS, which was Channel 2 in New York City. She was the first and only Black woman to ever sit on the panel for the classic CBS program, What's My Line? An accomplished aviator, she was the first Black woman pilot to participate in the famed Women's Air Derby, a grueling and dangerous 9-day air race from Santa Monica, California to Cleveland, Ohio. To qualify to compete, pilots had to have at least 100 hours of solo flight, which included a minimum 25 hours of cross-country flying. Our sister Joan Murray has won many awards, including the Mademoiselle Award for Outstanding Achievement, the Urban League's Certificate of Merit, and the Mary McLeod Bethune Achievement Award from the National Council of Negro Women. In 1969, she left CBS to co-found one of the first Black advertising agencies, the Zebra Agency, which had numerous national advertisers. In 1967, Pepsi Cola, determined to open a market that had been largely overlooked by their rival Coca-Cola, sponsored the Joan Murray radio series, which was produced and nationally syndicated in the United States. Murray has been mentioned in Ebony magazine several times. She was featured in an article in 1966 about Black women who were breaking into television reporting. Our sister, Joan Murray, is now retired, living in upstate New York. She has donated her archival materials to the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem, New York City.